From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 26th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy, my ADHD isn't the problem, the mental load of motherhood is. Everyone loves to blame my ADHD. Forgot to RSVP to the birthday party? ADHD. Lost the permission slip? ADHD. Walked into Target for toilet paper and left with 3 pillows, a candle, and a pair of flip-flops. Fine, ADHD. But lately, I've started to wonder if my ADHD is even the problem. Maybe the real problem is that I am Carrie. The mental load of an entire family while simultaneously trying to work and remember where I put my coffee. Because spoiler alert, even moms without ADHD are drowning. Next. Second, from Scary Mommy. I received oral sex on my parents' kitchen counter and 44 other mom confessions. Between trying to squeeze every last drop of goodness out of what's left of summer and gearing up for the mental load hell that is back to school, moms are wiped out. August tends to level us with a tornado of emotions. Sad, overwhelmed, relieved, guilty, and yep, tired. We're out here running on fumes, yet still expected to seamlessly orchestrate the whole handoff from summer's last gasp to the school year's opening bell without dropping a single ball or admitting how badly we need that bell to ring and give us a asterisk-seeking break. Let's not forget about everything else we're juggling, too. Up next, third from Scary Mommy, I'm coming to terms with the fact that my children don't want kids. The first time I asked my children if they ever wanted kids, all three of them shook their heads at the same time. To be fair, we were at a restaurant and a toddler was screaming their head off. I laughed thinking that was the reason and I should have picked a better time to ask them such a big question. Also, they were teenagers. I guess most people really don't really know as a teenager if you want kids or not. But I did. My goal was to graduate high school, go to college, become a writer, get married, and have kids. I was laser focused. I didn't waver. It was never a question. And then, fourth from Healthy Mom Club, September Family Meal Plan PDF. I've got the September Family Meal Calendar for you, a printable 30-day plan that lines up a dinner idea for every night. Each recipe is meant to be kid-friendly, fairly healthy, and budget-conscious with gluten-free options if you need them. The meals are simple enough to tweak on the fly, so you can swap ingredients or adjust portions without starting from scratch. All the recipes are included in the PDF, so you can glance at the steps while you shop or prep. It's a single free download you can print and stick on the fridge. If you're looking to cut down on the daily what's for dinner question, this calendar should take a lot of that stress off your plate. Enjoy the ease of having a ready made menu for the whole month. Next, fifth from Now What? How to Support Neurodivergent Learners. Yesterday, a fantastic book was published that I'm really excited to share with you. It's called The Neurodivergent Learner, and it's written by a psychologist some of you might know already, who writes the Substack. Emily is a licensed psychologist with a PhD in school psychology who writes about navigating school and life with neurodivergent kids. She's been a wonderful resource to me and many of you. I have interviewed her here and elsewhere several times, and I'm so excited about her book, which will be an incredible resource for many families this school year. Up next, sixth from Kate Veller. 5 kids shows that feature the Jewish high holidays. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick rundown of some kid-friendly shows that touch on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's a neat mix of humor, music, and real-life lessons. First up is Shalom Sesame. In the episode The Sticky Shofar, the Muppets use a shofar, apples, honey, and a funny sticky mishap to teach kids about asking for forgiveness and the holidays' traditions. Next is Lunchbox Rap Battles on CBC. They're Rosh. And then, 7th from Scary Mommy, 100+ Dolly Parton quotes that prove why we'll always love her. Every now and then, a person comes along with the rare ability to endear themselves to seemingly everyone. You can probably count the number of personalities who fit the description on one hand, and there's a name that undoubtedly lands near the top of the list for most. Dolly Parton, the queen of country music. A woman who, over the course of her 7-decade career and life in the spotlight, managed to make just about all of us feel like we knew her. And now, she's left us with a whole lot of reasons why we will, in fact, always love her. Parton passed away on Aug. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Act tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.